Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking, and now time to chat with a guy by the name of Julian Wiggins. And Julian is the CEO of Bowel Cancer Australia. And today we thought we'd get him on the line to talk about some facts about bowel cancer and what we need to be aware of. Hi, Julian.
Hello.
It's a very interesting area that you work in, and what are the statistics on all this at the moment?
Well, the statistics are that around about 14,000 Australians are diagnosed with bowel cancer each and every year. And of those, around about 4,000 people actually lose their fight against the disease.
Is that because they get it too late, or is it just because it's hard to operate on?
You're correct in what you're saying in terms of a lot of those bowel cancers which are diagnosed are presented too late to actually treat and cure.
Okay, so most people wouldn't know that they have bowel cancer. So what would be some tell-all signs in the early stages that you need to go get checked?
Well, the obvious sign is, of course, blood in the toilet. That's the most obvious sign of bowel cancer, or there is something potentially needs further investigation in that area.
Mm-hmm.
There are other sort of common symptoms, for want of a better word,
yep.
And that can be unexplained weight loss, just general tiredness, but
yep.
They can also be associated with other things.
Okay.
So what we recommend is people experiencing potential symptoms, just go to see your GP and tell the GP what you're experiencing, and if they need further investigation, they'll be followed up.
Is bowel cancer a direct reflection of the lives that we live now and the fact that we don't really look after ourselves and we live in a fast food and a fast society?
Well, certainly in terms of bowel cancer, around about 70% of all bowel cancer cases are influenced by modifiable diet and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So we directly, what we do in terms of physical activity or the lack thereof, sitting in an office is not necessarily conducive to a healthy lifestyle these days, nor is the processed foods that we eat. So if we can change some of those things by introducing fresh fruit and vegetables into our diet and fiber and those types and reducing the saturated fats, by all means, there is potential there to reduce your risk of dying from bowel cancer.
I know there's a big thing on oils at the moment. I was reading in the papers the other day about the effects of oils. I mean, you just have to be so careful about everything you eat now.
You do. Unfortunately, that's the times we now live in, but there's always new research coming online about things not to eat or to eat. We just recommend a balanced diet that is low in fat and high in fibre, basically. We all can strive for the perfect sort of diet, but at the end of the day, nothing will actually guarantee 100% that you can reduce your risk of bowel cancer. However, we do have a screening test, which most importantly can detect bowel cancer early. And the earlier it's detected, there's 90% chance that it can be treated successfully.
Okay, so what age should you be having that done?
So the age to actually screen for bowel cancer is recommended from the age of 50, and you have to do it at least once every 2 years. So that means at 50, 52, 54, 56, and so on.
Like a colonoscopy?
No. It's a simple at-home test that can be done in privacy at home. It's simple and it's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks for invisible blood in the bowel motion, and it simply involves a bit of toilet water onto a test card, mailing it back for analysis.
Wow.
If that is positive, then yes, you will have a colonoscopy to rule out potentially something more sinister, but it is a simple at-home test, can be done frequently, more importantly, every 2 years, can reduce your risk of dying from bowel cancer by up to about a third.
So what happens if you do get diagnosed?
There is a range of options that do happen if you do get diagnosed. If it is in the earlier stages, it may just involve surgery, and that is it.
And surgery, what would that mean? Removing part of the bowel or something?
Yes, removing the tumour potentially, removing the part of the bowel, depending on how advanced the cancer is. If it is in its earlier stages, though, it just involves surgery and no chemotherapy potentially. And once again, it comes back to the early detection of the disease. Of course, the more advanced the cancer is, it will involve surgery and it will involve chemotherapy and so on, depending how far down the track the cancer has developed.
Well, Julian, thank you very much for coming on to today's show and very interesting factual information. And of course, for more details, if you want more, go to mindfood.com. And as you say, Julian, that's our little test. Where do we get all that happening?
They certainly can be purchased from pharmacies around the country.
Julian, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.